Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the target of an X-ray radiation plot during his trip to Rome for attending the UN Food Summit earlier this month. Iran news agency on Monday quoted Iran's ambassador in Italy, Abulfaz Zohrevand, as saying the plot was to use extreme radiation in the place where Ahmadinejad was due to stay. The diplomat spoke out after Ahmadinejad himself revealed last week that he had been the target of an assassination plot during his landmark trip to Iraq in March, and his aide spoke of a similar attempt in Rome. The ambassador said one day before Ahmadinejad's trip, he checked and found out that the security X-ray machine set up in the place where the president was to stay gave out excessive radiation. Zohrevand added, the regular radiation level of such equipment in Italy was 300. But on this machine, it had reached 800. Medical sources say the average annual exposure should not be over 360. The ambassador went on to say, first they suspected the machine was broken, and after replacing it with another one, it turned out that the radiation was controlled from another source. The ambassador added, when President Ahmadinejad entered the place, the radiation increased and exceeded 1,000 units, so the intensity of the radiation was completely felt. Thus, they had to move the president to another location. Tehran has sentenced to death an Iranian found guilty of spying for Israel. The sentence against Ali Ashtari, age 43, who was arrested 1.5 years ago, was handed down by a revolutionary court on Monday. The man can still appeal the verdict. According to Ashtari's confession, published in full by a local press, he was a salesman of telecom equipment who sought to help the Israeli intelligence service Mossad access secret information from Iranian officials. Mossad gave him $50,000 to buy internet cables and satellite phones and then sell them to high-ranking customers in the hope of enabling Israel to spy on their communications. As they said, his handlers were named Jacques, Charles, and Tony, and he had meetings with them in Thailand, Turkey, and Switzerland. He said that they gave him some equipment, including a laptop through which he could send encrypted emails to Israeli agents. After the news of a possible swap deal between Israel and Hezbollah, Palestinian families of prisoners say they are hopeful for the release of their relatives from Israeli jails. On Monday, mothers of some of the Palestinian prisoners gathered near the office of the International Red Cross in Gaza City, calling for a deal to swap their relatives with the arrested Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit.
I pray to Allah that I can see him and hug him before I die. He's sick. I just want to hug him and see him before I die. I'm scared I will die before I see him. He's my eldest son and dear to me. We want our sons. We want to make sure our sons are safe. They are in prison for long sentences. We cannot visit them nor see them. We cannot send them money or clothes nor anything. We ask all the countries to stand with us in the case of prisoners. The case of prisoners comes before anything else.
Meanwhile, the brother of the longest-serving Lebanese prisoner in Israel, Samir Kantar, welcomed the prisoner exchange deal between Israel and Hezbollah and described it as a victory for the Islamic world.
I think that this decision and the voting, the majority that the Israeli ministers gave to this decision will give a credible, I think a credible situation for the whole process in order to succeed in getting back our beloved. It's a victory for Hezbollah, for Lebanon, for the Arab and Islamic world. It's a victory for all the people who believe in the resistance as a way to liberate our land and to return back our beloved.
How did your family get the news today?
Well, all of the family have been tracking the news. I've informed my mother.